Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trash to Cash podcast episode, whatever the heck episode it is. Hi guys, how's it going?
Good. You don't want to keep talking about what we were talking about?
No, we got Carrie the American picker, and then Kevin the American picker down there. We're all American pickers. I don't know. I'm tired. I've been in freaking California.
It's terrible.
I'm tired. Doing good.
I've got like more jet lag than normal. I'm not really sure what has happened, but I'm very jet laggy today from this trip. I was like just falling asleep sitting in around my house today. It was very odd. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. That's always a plus.
What's that?
Not flying, so that's a plus.
I was actively trying to figure out what episode this is. 85. Episode 85. Hi, guys.
Is it already, really? Wow.
You know what? And no one even wanted to watch our controversial episode last week. Did you notice that, Kevin? It did terribly. No one really cares
about
bubble wrap.
Tired
of
hearing about bubble wrap anymore. I'm tired of it. Yeah, although I enjoyed thoroughly reading the comments.
Yeah, they all were on Team Kevin. They were very mad at us that we kept interrupting your boring speech about bubble wrap and how you made a mistake and you were terribly sorry. And then I even admitted that maybe we were too hard, and then somebody said I was being soft. I think it was you, Kevin. You said stop being soft. Yeah. So I took that to heart. I take nothing.
I'm reading the comments. I'm reading the comments and I'm like, Carrie's not gonna like these comments. I just tell you, Carrie's like weeping in his bedroom right now.
It's true. That was so sad. I'm gonna look at some of them. 254 comments, holy cow.
Yeah, a lot of comments.
That's a lot of comments. Wow. And yeah, I mean, I think I don't really know what's been happening with Gubblebait. I like that better. With Gubblebait, but I do know that I randomly caught Kevin sending some message about 50% off supplies, so I went and ordered like $600 worth of boxes. I don't know.
That's awesome. So
whatever.
50% off Supply Hut, right?
If you that was one of the things. Well, I don't want to talk about bubble, but I'm gonna say this. And then
we need to because I haven't been paying attention. What's the deal?
So that means it's only like
it's on my show
10% off, then, right? I forgot how we did the math last time.
Well, he reduces 30% of the bubble wrap, and then you get a 50%.
It's not bubble wrap. So it's the other. They took that off, and whatever. Anyway, so it's 50 off is the code, and that was one of the things. I didn't even ask for it, and he did it anyway. So, you know, I said I'd give credit where credit was due, and I got a message today.
And how much affiliate money do you get from that?
None. Zero.
Ugh. Dang. That's brutal.
Are we getting the affiliate money then? Somebody's got to get it.
Who's getting the affiliate money in this scenario?
No, there is no affiliate. It's 50% off. How much money do you think is out there?
Listen, anyway. I also thought I saw you say you cut economic ties with Charlie.
I did.
Didn't you say that? What's that mean? Like there's no more Code Commonwealth?
I told him, no, there's actually still a Code Commonwealth, and you can still get 5% off. But why would you get 5% off if you could get 50% off?
But what does it mean, cut economic ties? What does that mean?
It means I get no money from any links. It means I don't get any money from any links. You can
stop saying Supply Hut on your.
I have. Like, well, chat. I mean, look, I'm trying to deal with it right now, right? So
yeah,
you know, I don't know. You look 6 months from now, somebody does a test and everything's good and everything is as they say it is and what they're doing and they're saying quite a bit. And I will just say that, especially in the last few days, I've been extremely happy. Because I've got people saying, yes, I got my refund. Yes, I got my refund. Yes, they shipped me this. Oh, everybody, yes, here's the screenshot of my $600 of boxes that I paid $300 for. I've been pretty happy. It seems like stuff's going in the right direction. But like I said, I don't own the business, right? So it's like I don't want to make promises. But
well, okay, so with the whole Supply Hut thing, though, are you now like saying, okay, I'm out for 6 months? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you saying that, like,
say
people
that
could
right
use code NC Picker for the next 6 months, basically.
American arbitrage, I think, is mine.
First of all, I don't know how long the 50 off is going to last. I mean, I have got so many messages from people, and you bought $600. I bought a ton of boxes.
$600 minus 50%.
I spent more than that. And I've got messages from people like, oh, I just spent $800. I mean, how long is this stuff going to last? So I don't know how long it is, but 50 off. If you want to order, then, you know, be my guest.
Well, okay. So I also saw a comment on one of my videos saying that they got the wrong number of boxes. Have you checked this? Like, they ordered 25 and got 23.
I mentioned this on my show. I think I did anyways. So I have a lot of boxes laying around because I hate not having them when I need them.
Yeah.
So, and this is my story, right? This is what happened to me. I'm not saying this person didn't get the right number of boxes.
It'd be cool if you sang it like a musical, like sang this part of your story.
Yes.
It's probably a good time to mention our new sponsor too, right? Are we going to do that now or later?
No, no, after.
It's 1-800-FLOWERS, guys. 1-800-FLOWERS. When you make a mistake, say you choose like somebody as an affiliate and they make a mistake and it's also your mistake because you're tied to them. You know, send flowers to people. 1-800-FLOWERS. I'm trying to court them because they got a lot of money, guys. So if we get a few free plugs, we'll get a paid
recording. I thought we were recording Miss Cleo from the 90s.
Miss Cleo, is she still around?
That's right.
She knows if she's around. She knows
exactly.
All. Okay, Kevin.
She knew 20 years ago.
She probably knows we're going to have this conversation. She knows we had it.
She probably already sent a message.
All right, what were you saying, Kevin?
Check your email.
I don't even know what I was saying. I had no idea. Oh, I counted my boxes. So I do have, what I had was, I had a series of boxes that I went in, and some had already partially been opened that I was using, but some were sealed. So I went into the sealed ones, and they counted out right. And then I went to the, you know, how they're shipped in boxes, but they come in little sets and there's plastic around them or something. So I took those out. I counted those. What I couldn't, I think I counted off by one, but I could have counted wrong. And of course it was short, you know, it's never more.
Did you,
right?
did you test them for if they're secure? Like, did you throw some of them off the Adam and Eve pleasure dome? Because I'm assuming that's what you're changing the supply hut to.
What I
did
couldn't
you throw
count.
Some glass out and see if they landed securely?
What I couldn't count was the craft bubble mailers, because they were, I had already taken some out, so I have no idea. But, you know, and this stuff, that's what I like to see about this. It looks like other people. I've got messages from other people saying, I bought this from this company, and I went and did this, and I've got a return from them, too. And I feel like that's what needs to happen. And the whole
industry is getting cleaned up.
It really, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's better. We're better off now than we were 5 months ago or 3 months ago.
I'm going to reach out to Charlie. And I'm going to try to, now that he's not having to pay you all this money, Kevin, I'm going to try to get him to up my code to 10% off so that, you know, basically everyone
uses my
code.
What about the code for trash to cash?
Off,
we took that down, too. We took it off the website.
I didn't take it down. Did you take it down?
I swear we got Supply Hut orders this week.
Listen, people.
Oh, maybe you didn't. Maybe it's there. I don't know. But 50 off is better than any of that anyways.
People can do what they want. He's not selling bubble wrap anymore. I don't really understand cutting ties with him.
Yeah, he is. Well, it's,
he is.
I don't know that this needs to be public, but I'll say it, I guess.
Say it. Let's hear it.
If you don't and you keep promoting it, what's the incentive to get stuff right?
I see.
So, okay, if
strong
it's right and now you have a
me
track
and Carrie
record.
Me and don't sell much, so us changing it up
yeah,
will
we're
really
just like
change
whatever.
Charlie's life.
I know. The one
I will just tell
I
you
month.
This. That code was used a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So there's an incentive. Now, I don't know what he sells. I don't know what percentage comes off of that link versus the massive business. I don't really know. But what else are you going to do? You can't just keep doing it until stuff is fixed. And if stuff is fixed and there's a track record, then that's a different story. But, you know.
Yeah.
I do really. One thing I have enjoyed from.
Off the shed?
It's not on the shed. It wasn't physically.
Well, it was like
on
a TV or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I put up people in the Discord. I put up ABC Matt and who's the other one? I can't remember. I put up Grams and Pops today.
Gotcha.
And I put up a couple other ones too. So the preacher, reselling.
One thing I've enjoyed from the whole Bubblegate thing is FJ Treasures, who kind of broke this news. Their thumbnails are amazing. Like the last one, it said like 1,200 miles of missing bubble wrap or whatever. And he's standing with the beautiful grass in the background, looking like he's like crossing the Delaware like he's George Washington. He's crossing the Delaware. It's beautiful. It's our. It was a good thumbnail. It was artistic. It was well done. It was folksy.
It's good. All right, no more bubble wrap for now. Let's talk about.
No, I'm looking at his thumbnail. That is. Oh, and Kevin's the top comment on that video. Did you see that?
No, look. Kevin's.
I don't want to know. Kevin's on top. There's a lot of people in there that hate me. So you know, hey.
Glad I always ignored your recommendation.
And all of them are Tommy Bernard's accounts.
I enjoy your vids, but never liked the endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. Rename your supply hut, says Richard Tricklin.
Richard Tricklin.
Just think of what the short name is there.
Dick Tricklin doesn't like what you're doing.
Nikki said, I don't think you have to apologize. Oh, no, this one's positive. Let's not read that.
Yeah,
anyways,
don't give him any kind of encouragement.
I mean, Bubblegate was fun. It doesn't seem like it really got the engagement I was looking for. I really wanted, you know, people to get angry and click, and there's just no one really cares.
I put a video out about it already, Dave. So that was my video.
Yeah,
was
Kevin has monetized and milked this as much as possible.
Oh my gosh!
Speaking of milking things, let's give a shout out to the Patreons real quick.
Yes.
Who are our top patrons? The ones who met. Oh, let me apologize first. I have not been putting their names at the end of the episodes because
I don't even look.
Are you going to give a refund? Where's your customer service, Dave?
Listen, I already gave them a refund out of your portion, so it's all good. So when you see a little less money, and see, this is why it's so like next level. This refund is I didn't actually give it, but I am going to take money from you. So it's a win-win for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Put
but we'll get
it
right
twice.
In the next time. We'll get it right in the next time. It's just
so we have
was,
to make
it's because
really
we did that
valuable.
Live show, Carrie. No, it's because
so
we did that live show. That screwed it up.
Yeah, it did. It screwed everything up. Biscuit Butt, he's one of our Patreons. Guys, you should go. If you enjoy average content, go give him a follow. We have Raise Hell Resale.
Happy Hound Trading. Happy Hound Trading. Matt's Profit Pursuit.
Oh.
Herald.
Oh, yeah.
Tornado. The
we got Horny Tornado. We got all of them.
Diana Aruzman Austin, also known as Chick Favors, Superhero Headquarters, the SoCal Flippers, Vintage
Chick
Sports
Favors,
Flips,
ABC Matt,
Matt
right?
Sales
did
by Tony,
Chick
Des
Favors.
Hardy. Yes, I did.
What about
New
Death
Jersey
Pile
Picker?
Picker?
Logan, right? Parker County, Marker County Picker?
No, he's
County
my Picker? Patreon.
What'd you say, Carrie?
My benefit.
Oh, what was Deathpile Picker in there, or is he just in the
Deathpile? No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Don't mention.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't even say.
Sorry, don't forget I said that. Bleep
so
it.
I'll delete it his name in editing. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very appreciative to the patrons. We've had a bunch of people sign up recently too, and we do. Really
there are favorite.
There is zero value. I just want to make sure everybody knows that the only value.
There's no
since
real
Dave
value
wasn't even
to
in
the
there
Patreon,
this week.
I agree.
Carrie's hardly ever in there, and I was in there like propping up the ship. But the people in there are amazing, and they've been finding crazy stuff. I bought something off of somebody in the Discord. I did.
Really?
Did
you
see that?
All it's got to be is just obscure 80s wrestling stuff, and you'll buy it.
What did you spend $200 on?
Rumored to be great. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is in the Discord.
He found some sealed VHS that were actually worth money. And
such
I
as
bought Spaceballs, one of the early editions of Spaceballs, I think. Yeah, Spaceballs is good. And one of the early editions of Blazing Saddles as well.
Wow.
I think there's a very rare copy that came out of both of those first. But Spaceballs might be first edition, which means if it's in great shape, I'm going to do okay. And I gave him more than he asked because he's in that. I'm like, how much you want? He said, $150. I said, how about $200? Dave would have said, how about $50?
Yeah,
but to be fair, you are mentioning it on the podcast, so you did it for the wrong reasons. Can we agree on that?
Yeah,
did what for the
yeah
wrong
the
reasons?
Charity part. The charity part.
The charity
where you
part
too
because
much,
you're mentioning
you
know, it.
You did it just so you
no.
Were,
I'll tell you why I did
sincere.
It. I'll tell you why I did it because if it comes back, if I get that thing and it's in great shape, I will get it graded and it will. I will make a decent amount of money if I decide to sell that one.
That's where are you sending it? CSG or who's doing it? I forgot.
No,
WADA.
IGS.
Can I tell you what happened at a flea market? And this will be a bit of a spoiler for a video upcoming, but I went to the Webster flea market, as you know, with Philly Flipper and Rod picking and punching. And as we're kind of walking out, we see someone selling Pokemon cards, and a lot of them are graded, right? And they have all types of gambling going on there, Carrie. Really, Carrie style,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's a card show. Is it called slabs when they're graded? What is it called when it's graded? Yeah, anyways, they had those ones like in bubble mailers. A slab, yeah, they had a slab. And it was like 10 bubble mailers and a little like, you know, thing. Pay $75 and you get to open one. And one of them has a rainbow Pikachu, which is worth $350. They're all graded. You're going to get something. It may or may not be worth $75.
Oh, it's graded, the beautiful so thing. They already know what's in those things.
Yeah.
They typically have to trust that's in there. Yeah, I guess you do have to trust. Yeah.
It could be a lie. So they must do the math and say, okay, this one's worth $350, this one's worth $30, this one's worth $40, and they figure it all
exactly.
out. Say if we
there's
sell them
like
all,
like everything's going to be. There's a floor like $330, and then there's a high one at like $350, and you hopefully get the high one or something in the middle. Yeah.
And they might lie, and it might not be in there at all.
Well, unless they open them all right there, and so if you stand there the whole time, you'll
that's
know.
That's the key.
Right? No, you don't have to buy them all.
If you buy them all. If you're the one selling them, then you're going to make it so if they all sell, you win.
Oh, of course.
Right? Yeah, right. So,
Here's the thing about gambling. The house always wins, Dave. Always.
I go there, and there was two games. One was like a spinny wheel, and you got some pack. And that one was, I think, $20 or something, like right? And I did that one, and I lost. I got like a $5 pack, and Paul and Rod laugh at me. And Rod's like, Dave, you see this $75 slab one? I'm like, ooh, that seems interesting. Oh, I said, maybe I'll do that. And so I give them $75, you know, for the content, you know, and maybe I'll get the $350 Pikachu. And so I open it up, and you wouldn't believe it. Guess what I got?
You got
a $30 slab.
I got a freaking worthless slab. You got it, Kerry. A $30 slab, and I lost $45. But Rod was like, well, now my chances are better, so I'm going to go. And I said, yeah, I think that makes sense. He's like, I'm a degenerate gambler, so you can't stop me. Right? Because Paul was telling him not to.
Because what if the guy in front of you opens that good one? It's like the rest of them are garbage, right?
But now you have the thumbnail.
There's
got to
be a game. I would not do this.
You could blur out the slab. You can be crying, and it could say loser.
Dude, the thumbnail's even better, though, because guess what Rod pulled? He pulled the freaking Pikachu.
Rod.
The $350 card he gets. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
He could walk into any TCG game shop and he would be a god with that card. They would just be crying.
Dude, it was a cool card. It was a really cool card. I get this $30 one. He got a $350 one. That's got to be the thumbnail.
And so he gave you some money, right? I would have given you your $45.
Yeah, that's true. Did he give the people money since he made it was worth more than the $75?
The question is, do those people then tell the next seven people that the good one was already pulled?
Yeah.
Or do they not say? Because I wouldn't if I was the seller. I mean,
here's the thing. Because I go to card shops a lot. They'll tell you if, like, in any given hobby box, say there's 20 packs, there's three autographs per box. They won't tell you if the autographs have been pulled. But if you're buying packs and there's still some live, they'll tell you, oh, a couple autographs are still live. But if they're not telling you anything,
and also what they do is if they're like way down in that box and they know it hasn't been pulled, they'll just keep it to the side and open them themselves.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I would do this. Y'all are nuts.
Anyways, it was an interesting thing. I mean, speaking of cards, though, guys, we have a little bit of a card celebrity in our presence. I don't know why you haven't changed your name on here to Kerry American Arbitrage Cards because you're getting some massive clicks on those videos.
Dude,
and they're not
it's
even
growing.
Entertaining. For a non-card liker.
They're definitely
a non-card
like
person. They are
stuff.
A snooze fest. But I can totally get how card people would love them. Totally.
Do you know what Dawn called me? Like, she said, I'm the niche lady for baseball cards. I just sit there and talk about stuff in depth. That's what I do.
That's true.
I can nerd out about it. It's been doing well. It's doing better than my regular stuff, which is, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, you should just quit your regular stuff and just focus on the cards. I mean, why not?
No, I'm still doing my regular stuff. I found Furbies, and I've already sold some this weekend.
Doesn't this card channel have such bigger potential, though? Like, really?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like
there's a lot less people doing specifically what I'm doing, too.
Long-term
very. Well, I mean, it's the kind of content you'd want to watch, and there's not many people doing it.
It's because the people who are doing it, you know, they don't have, you know, they're
they don't have a ridiculous
mom's
amount of
basement,
knowledge about it.
You know?
Yeah,
of course, Kerry just got out of
his mom's
basement.
Not having to pay bills.
Here's the thing about card content that I learned. Nobody is doing it GoPro picker style. Hardly anybody. Yeah. Very few people. So going in with a GoPro to a card show or a hobby shop is interesting for, I think, a lot of people.
Expensive content?
Everything I'm buying dollar box cards. Stuff and I'm flipping it. I'm selling it.
Yeah.
And people
but
watch
the stuff
it,
he flips, like, cards? I watch and I'm like, why would anyone flip that? It's like, $1 to $4, and he's like excited, like, this is a great one. He shows like a comp of $3.
I am excited because,
like,
I enjoy it, man. I really
but I
do
think
like
the
it.
Viewers are too. I think the viewers are excited too. But I'm
yeah,
just
it's kind of
like,
nerd
what?
Stuff. It's kind of like it's kind of like being a 73-year-old man collecting VHSs or whatever. It's there's a
yeah,
niche of
true.
People who love it.
Yeah, he is,
there
really
is
old.
For sure. No doubt. That's funny. Speaking of
anyways,
tiny flips, I sold Carrie. Tupperware.
Thank you, man.
Sold
I appreciate
Tupperware.
It.
Oh.
Good job, Dev, on Bonanza.
Did you even resell? Dave, I had the worst, this can be your thumbnail here. I had the worst month of reselling in like 2 years. This
really?
Month.
It looked sad for the thumbnail.
No, yeah, there's looks, actually some reasons face. Behind it. There's I shut the store down the first week of the month because of the highway sale here where everybody came in, and then I shut the store, shut it down for another week when I went to the beach on vacation. Then I was dealing with Bubblegate. And doing two Whatnot shows, and it's like, dude, I just couldn't keep up. It wasn't awful, but it just was.
So you just described like 6 hours total of work for the whole week.
Six I mean, hours?
How was that?
Vacation?
Yeah, you did two Whatnot
the
shows.
Highways?
You didn't do anything other than show up, and then everybody shipped everything for you, and then you were on
I
vacation.
I forgot
that's
at
valid.
The end of
you were
it
lazy.
To raid somebody. I totally blew my mind. But oh well.
Yeah, that's all right. I haven't done a Whatnot auction in a while. I did get a shirt, so Josh raided someone. Josh Harold Tornado. Who you have a bone to pick, but don't forget. Remember
mm-mm,
that.
Mm-mm.
I thought you said you had a bone to pick with him.
I do. I wrote it down. I'm not going to forget.
Okay, good. He's not going to forget. So he rated this guy who is like a real nice guy, a sweetheart. And everyone was paying too much because that's what happens when Josh raids you. You overpay for crap. And I overpaid for this shirt to help the guy out. But it is a pretty cool shirt. You see this? Batman
cool
Returns.
Shirt.
Batman Returns.
Is that vintage or a remake?
Single stitch, baby. Single
nice.
Stitch.
How much?
How much?
I paid
pay?
Like I think I paid $90 for it, so it was not cheap.
Yeah.
But I
that's,
still might do okay.
I would say it's
you might still make a profit.
The
that's
date
dope.
On there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might have been 100 even, but I still think like with the color and it's in like minty condition, it's I mean it's freaking cool.
Does
so
it
that's
fit
like the
you?
Most
that's
I've
cool,
ever spent
man.
On a shirt, other than
that
Raleigh
seems
Green.
Like your style, like something you'd wear to Universal
it's
Studios
your
to
it's
flex.
Your colors,
on
it does. It's a large. Yeah, it would fit me.
ADHD cut ADHD Dave colors.
Dude, it fits you. You should just keep it.
Yeah, I might keep it. Yeah, I mean, but then it'll shrink. I don't know. It's hard to keep something that expensive. You know how it is. Even if you find something you love, it's like, oh, but $100 sounds better.
Did you ever sell that one thing you said you bought on Whatnot, and we're going to flip it, and it was pretty good profit?
Yeah.
Did you ever?
Yeah,
it sell?
I sold both of those. I sold. Nice. So I bought, actually, I bought five figures, and I spent, I think, a grand total of like $600 at that auction. I've sold two of them and brought in around $1,250, something, $1,200.
Nice.
Bucks. I think the other ones are
and
about
these were,
150 to 200 a piece.
What were
figures.
They? Like the
action
FX
figures.
Statues, or were they like Diamond Select, or what brands?
I'll tell you. I don't know off the top of my head.
It's been 6 years. You don't even know.
No, I mean, I had looked. I comped them up while I was on it. The reason I could get them is because everyone was afraid of the $80 shipping charge because he was in Canada. And once you bought the first one, the shipping was cheap. But no one was willing to buy the first one. Once I bought the first one, all my shipping was discounted, and I ended up cleaning up because he was selling stuff for a good deal, and I knew it. Because he was in Canada. But they were at, what was it, Trigun? Isn't that an anime thing? Trigun?
Yeah, it sounds
yeah,
like it.
It was those. I mean, the other ones are Dragon Ball and Pirates, Papa Pirates, some POP thing. But anyways, that was a fun flip. It's fun to succeed on Whatnot. I've got four boxes of plush here that I'm going to lose money on just because I'm trying to support plush auctions. So if I buy from your plush auctions, don't be surprised if I try to recoup some of my money a few weeks later because I don't need this. I don't
why
need
don't
them.
You just
the circle,
stop
the circle of Whatnot life right there.
You
yeah,
could
exactly.
Stop buying. You could.
I have. I haven't bought in like a week and a half, but that has been because I've been traveling.
Yeah. Did you shut it down at your store? Did you leave it open for sales?
I left it open, but I still only sold 7 items in a whole week. So I haven't listed in like a while, guys.
Yeah.
It has been a long while since I've listed. I've been way too busy. This work trip was like really draining. Very draining compared to normal. Just a ton going on. I had a ton extra to do than what I would normally do on a work trip. It was in California, Carrie. I didn't even hit you up because I figured I wasn't going to be there long enough.
Yeah,
to see
I
you.
Saw, and it hurt my feelings, but I figured you were super busy because you
I
were
didn't get
in
any messages
quickly.
From Dave, Carrie, nobody.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
I'm going
from
through
Dave.
Crisis mode, and nobody says a word. Appreciate it. That's good
yeah,
stuff.
No, I didn't even pay attention. I mean, hopefully everything worked out for
nah,
you.
Well, I got, I mean, I got right. Dawn living up in St. George right now, which is a whole
still?
Other issue with her
she's
dad.
Still
yeah,
up there?
She's probably got to be there for another month until they can get him into some sort of hospice or something.
So is this why you haven't been doing auctions then? because you don't want
to. I've been trying. I just haven't been able to do as many as I want. I'm doing an auction tomorrow. Dawn is driving an hour and a half down to help us, and then she's driving back, and then we're doing one Thursday. So it's not far enough
to
where we
can't. You couldn't
bring
him down to Vegas? You wouldn't want to?
Really can't. I mean, he only has one leg, and he's got a lot of issues right now, unfortunately. He's doing a little bit better, but, like, he needs help beyond what Dawn can do for him, because Dawn's not a paid nurse. You know
what
I mean?
She's not a nurse, yeah. We could send Tina over there. Tina could help out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
To Vegas, to Utah, to help Dawn with her her dad. Tina's in. She said she's in.
Tina's in. All right, so send her over.
Last episode, we talked about this Bolo plush kitty cat that I had sold on Whatnot, not realizing it was valuable, and it ended up selling for like $40 or whatever to the Queen of Plush or someone along those lines. Maybe someone else bought it, but she was bidding it up and telling us about it. Well, Callie was cleaning out her room and found one. This is what I was talking about. It's a kit. What's it called? A kitty kitten. And when you shake it, you can hear like the little rattle in its head. And this one still has the tag. So this one's worth like $70. So just
that's
so
wild.
You guys know, this is that.
So did you just steal it or did you pay her for it?
No, we're going to sell it on eBay and she's going to get the money.
Oh. She's going to save a dollar, keep a dollar, and Dave's going to make the profit, whatever's on top of those
$2. Exactly.
Do you collect the fees or what?
Not usually. I'm with Elijah and Anna, I will. With Callie, I don't usually.
Are you going to 1099 Callie for this?
Yes.
Probably not
going to
go over
600. I might do an S-Corp. Speaking of that, I don't know. That's something I'm thinking about doing. Are you an S-Corp carrier or an LLC? This is where we get real boring.
I know, this is deep. LLC.
You can be both and should be both.
Oh, yeah, true. You should be both. That makes sense. Yeah, anyways, so...
You should, not everybody.
I should.
For the record.
So we did get a couple questions over on the Patreon. Amy Lee, I don't really know if I get this question, to be honest with you. But I'm going to ask it anyways, because Amy wants us to answer it. If you had to spend $15,000 on a credit card in the next 60 days, what would you buy to flip?
If you had
I don't
to?
Get it, because like, you can spend $15,000 on a credit card tomorrow. It's like doesn't seem like that crazy of a scenario.
It's like Brewster's Millions.
Wouldn't do it. Yeah, I wouldn't
probably get a fund a baseball team
and
start a league.
What would you flip? Probably the best thing to do, to be honest with you, because if you have to use it, because you can't use a credit card at 99% of garage sales, would be Whatnot. Would be the best thing to do, right?
Buy cards and do packs.
No,
like,
gosh.
Well, first off, I don't do credit cards, so number one. So,
I
but if
either,
I had 15.
Pretending we did.
Yeah, if I had $15,000 on a credit card that I was going to use, I would buy out collections. I would get, you know, I would buy out some collections and put them through Whatnot, get my money back. Because I could buy a collection,
so
sell half of
it,
get my money back, put the rest on eBay.
Well, I'm just going to say this.
I just want to pay it off so I could not have interest.
But I'm going to say this because there's a lot of resellers out there. Their heads are exploding because you both said you don't use credit cards. And I hate credit cards. I don't have a personal credit card. I've never used a personal credit card. But I do use one for my business because there is some huge benefits to it, and you just automatically get it. But Dave, if I were you, I would definitely not use credit cards.
Yeah, I have a spending problem. I've tried credit cards. It didn't go well. I ain't doing it again.
Yeah,
it took enough years to get out.
I don't do well
it,
with credit cards. If I don't have the money, I don't buy the stuff. It's that simple.
It doesn't. It doesn't bother me at all.
You gotta have the right mentality to do all the point games that I know a lot of people do successfully.
If you're good with it, there's a lot of ways you can work it to your advantage. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. So Joy said, question for my husband, Tim. Tim is her husband. Joy's husband. Carrie's newest biggest fan of his cards channel. Carrie, do you have your own personal collection? If so, what's in it?
Right now I'm collecting, gosh, where did they go? They're somewhere around here. I'm collecting Jerry Stackhouse cards right now. That's my new thing.
Really?
So let me show you some for everybody interested.
Why?
So Jerry Stackhouse was a very big deal when I was like 12, 13. He played at University of North Carolina. He was a very expensive card to get back then. And the reason why I want to PC him or collect him is because his high-end stuff is cheap now. Because, you know, he was average or pretty good, but he wasn't good enough to be like Kobe Bryant. So I feel like I can
Jerry
find
Bruckheimer
his stuff in dollar bins.
Is the name?
Jerry Bruckheimer. Awesome. Yeah, he was great in Jerry Maguire. Jerry Maguire. One of his best films.
You know, Finding Keeper's Resale, who I'm going out to dinner with on Saturday and hopefully not getting murdered. Me and Tina are going
hopefully.
Out to dinner
with them.
Fingers this is one of the benefits of being in the Patreon, guys. The benefits of being in the Patreon.
Yeah, Flip the World wants a spot in the podcast so he could just take your spot if you do get murdered.
if I do get murdered. So he said, yeah. Since you guys have such a large following, why not do YouTube auctions live on a dedicated channel? You can save all the money you pay to Whatnot in fees there and likely have the same, if not better, turnout and maybe less headaches since you're selling direct to your followers with moderators to help. I would gladly help. It wouldn't be difficult and seems like it would pay off. Just a thought. That's not a bad idea. I'm not opposed to it. I like watching those YouTube auctions. Someone in our group, I don't know if it's you or Carrie, Kevin, said
I'm not smart enough to realize this question was for the podcast. I just answered it on there. So you
yeah,
can
I think me and yeah. Kevin both answered. Yeah.
I don't think it would suck. I think it'd be easy. I think I
well,
could
read
do
my
it.
Answer.
But I'm more talented than you two.
I don't want to do the invoices. I've dealt with doing live auctions in person, and there's a lot of stuff people complain about paying if they over. Yeah. It's just the one thing that's nice about Whatnot, and I do not mind paying them the fees because of this, is they collect the money instantaneously and they invoice them. They have everything organized for shipping. I'm not, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm not super organized. I'm not
but it would, okay.
good at that.
Pretend,
so it helps.
Pretend it was easy, it would actually be a pretty fun show if we're all sitting here like this, pulling stuff up, talking about it, and like letting people bid in the comments.
True.
It would be fun.
True.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It would be entertaining. There's no doubt about that.
It would take a lot longer.
It would be work. Yeah.
No doubt.
It'd be
work. The invoicing, yeah, exactly. The shipping, everything's being, you're literally hunting for this stuff. Dude, it would be a nightmare. It would be a nightmare. Plus, and the point that I put on there that you're refusing to read is, there is actual organic traffic on Whatnot where there it's only your audience and you can't grow it faster than you're growing your audience on
organic,
YouTube.
There's organic audience on a YouTube live.
Not much.
There's some.
Nowhere near what you...
live.
When's the last time you got a live alert from somebody who went live that you're not following? When's the last time that happened?
Never.
Well,
never.
Then you just answered your own question.
I did get one today from Whatnot from Tucker Upper.
I did get one from Whatnot from Tucker
and
Upper.
I do
you
not
know
follow
why?
Him. I didn't even know he was on Whatnot.
You know why that happened then?
Why did that happen?
Whatnot pushed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why?
If you are you getting the eBay push notifications for live? I keep getting Burbank sports cards notifications.
I can guarantee Burbank. You my first Whatnot auction was pushed out and my second wasn't. I guarantee it. And it's because the guy who was handling my deal at the beginning, I don't know, the guy who does estates, he got sick. He wasn't there to push out the second one. Nobody pushed it out. There was no communication. The first time I got a call before the show, everything ready, whatever, we're going to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we still had a ton of people in there, but it was like almost 800 the first show, and the second show was like 5 or something.
I did go into your live. I was at a work party, but I went in and just commented, and you ignored me, and so I left.
I didn't ignore you.
Did
I didn't
you say
see
something
it.
To me?
Yeah,
I
Kevin
didn't see
does.
It.
From. Yeah, he big times a lot of people on his Whatnot lives. I've noticed.
Come on. I went into Crazy Lamp Ladies the other day. She had 1,000 people in there.
Wow, that's crazy.
1,000 people.
You imagine
and here
just
I
selling
am
like
dying channels,
selling coffee, like insane amounts of coffee.
Wow.
Here's an update on ADH Dave, guys. An update on ADH Dave. My channel's not getting very many views because I don't think people know they're my videos. So, like, the click-through is way down. Yeah, well, because it doesn't say NC Picker anymore. So I've now started putting my face in the thumbnails on my Picker videos, which I usually don't do. It's very Kayla of me. But it's working.
Yeah.
Ever since I started doing that, I'm actually getting some clicks. So maybe people eventually learn I'm ADH Dave now. It just take a little
I've been
time,
doing
I
my
guess,
part. Every time things. I mention you now, I always don't try not to say Dave. I try to say ADH Dave or both.
I just say
unlike Harry Tornado, who doesn't promote us whatsoever. So there's
Ooh,
my
let's hear about
pick.
This. Why is
he
so terrible?
He puts out this
Josh.
After this show where we're getting like last billing with no pictures, no names, no nothing on the thing, then he puts out a thing on Instagram and he lists the speakers right there, big letters, Flip the World Texas. Right? If Flip the World Texas is getting top billing in this thing and we can't even get a mention? Yeah.
Well,
Chris of all people,
couldn't this
that
be
guy?
Why he still has tickets? Like, if he focused on
Kevin.
Us, he wouldn't
why
have tickets
Chris?
Left. Yeah, he's awful. We all know he's awful. But no, wouldn't he still? He would have sold out if he was focused on us a little more, I think. And that's
true. I think that is the angle he should take if he wants to sell the rest of those tickets. It's
so
the trash
the
cash
do,
place.
Like, No, we're having we're like the old event.
You guys know the Nelk Boys? We're like the old version of the Nelk Boys. You guys,
we're doing an event. I'm getting a sponsor. We're doing a Rebel event across the street at Cracker Barrel for 10% of the price.
We should do a Waffle House, though. I like Waffle House.
Well, we could do it's 2.5 days. We'll do Waffle House one day, Cracker Barrel, and Jack in the Box the third day because nobody
there. There we go.
We're right there. How about we do it at Carowinds on the roller coaster on Fury 325? There we go. That sounds fun. We should do some sort of like giveaway, a trip to Carowinds with Trashed Cash.
There you go.
That would be fun.
People could watch me.
And we can write off Trashed Cash.
I will cry if I go on that roller coaster, but I'll do it if everybody goes.
You might do.
It'd be so good. Okay, so Running for the King said, since Dave is traveling, here's a question for everyone.
What
is
your least favorite?
Where's the least favorite location you've ever traveled to? Was it work, vacation, sourcing? Least favorite location was mainland China. That one's easy. What about you, Carrie?
That's gosh, that's very.
I had to hide all the food under the table.
Stockton, California was a little bit scary. California. I was worried I was going to get murdered.
I've got two, and one of them Carrie's been to, Barstow. And I'm sure you've driven through Barstow many times on the way to SoCal,
many times,
right? Blythe, California is the other one. It's like the armpit of the country. It's awful. Sorry.
You ever been?
There go all the viewers from Blythe.
Yes.
Have you ever been?
We're actually the dragon.
We might get some viewers from this comment, though. Have you ever been to Calico Ghost Town? Maybe we'll get some of the ghosts to follow.
I have been to Calico Ghost Town.
I love that place.
I did, too. My childhood.
Yeah. So did you guys go? I'll give you a little review of the Webster Flea Market. It was good. I went there. We were there on last Monday, a week ago today. I can't even talk. I'm so tired. It's been a very long week. But we went. We got a bunch of stuff. I spent big. I spent like $1,000 in like 5 hours. And it's questionable if I got stolen or counterfeit Disney pins. This is still up in the air. Like, I don't know. I need to look at them because I got 3 messages when Paul did his auction. Me and Paul, we bought a bunch of Disney pins, okay? And we split it in half because it was expensive. It was like $500 buy, so we split it in half. And they looked real to me. They had like the thing on the back that made them look legit. He does an auction. I get 2 comments saying they're fake. Like, hey, these pins Paul's selling are fake. Don't sell them, please. They're counterfeit. And then I get 1 comment saying, hey, a lot of people are saying they're counterfeit. They're not counterfeit. Those are real pins. And so I'm just like, I've now got to do a bunch of research. Paul has already sold all his, so I guess he's in the clear.
I think if you lick them, if you lick them and it tastes like mercury, if you know what mercury tastes like, then they're fake. Yeah, but if you lick them and they taste like metally, you're going to be all right.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. I'm going to do some research. I haven't had time to even look at them since I got back, but you know, that's always tricky.
Like that.
I thought I did my due diligence because I had done some research
on
them.
And then what do you do if they're fake? What do you do if
I don't know?
Because, like, I'm hesitant. Like, I bought those fake shoes at Uncle Mark's garage sale. Not from Uncle Mark, but
unequivocally knew they were fake, I would either toss them or ask the viewers if anyone wants to buy them for cost. I think that's what I'd do.
Okay, so there you go. But that's still not legal.
I think legally you have to bury them in your backyard, legally.
I'm not saying.
I guess I could give them. I could give them out to friends and family for the next 10 years, birthdays, stuff like that.
I was just thinking I'd do a giveaway on the channel, and I said that, and I got comments like you shouldn't even give them away because that person might try to pass them in some marketplace.
They might not even be fake. They might not. I'm gonna look at them. I found a guide online to tell another guide beyond the first guide I had found only had like 1 or 2 things, and I checked both those, and it seemed like they were good before we even bought it. But now I found a guide with like 3 other things to check, so I'm going to check all that and see if I can get...
I know the guy who plays Pluto at Disneyland. I could maybe send him a DM and see if he can figure it out.
Yeah, that would be helpful. And I also have... there's a local guy named Floridian Flipper who only sells pins on Whatnot, and I could just ask him to meet up and take a look at them. There's that option, too.
So. Yeah. So there's a guy, Ohio Thrifters. They were at... VCon last year, which, by the way, they did that thing at VCon too, opening packs and selling them and stuff like that live.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're big shoe folks. They're actually selling Whatnot as well. They're awesome people, by the way. But he does this video on Instagram, and he's showing these killer shoes. I don't know what they were. I'm not a shoe guy, but and he's like, you know, this is awesome or whatever. And he walks over to the fire and he throws them in the fire, and he burns them because they weren't. He's like, this is what we do with fake shoes. So there's the shoe community is like, you don't sell fake shoes. You just don't do it because it's because they're still out there. It's like somebody who takes a VCR that doesn't work and go drops it off at the Goodwill. Just throw the thing away.
Well, okay, but so, all right, counterfeit is bad. Okay, but I will say when I went to mainland China, bringing back that, I went out of my way trying to find the best possible fake Yeezys for myself that I could. And I went into like the shop. And then I got like an insider to tell me, no, this shop's no good. Go to this shop. And then I went to that shop and someone said, no, come to this shop. Because I kept like trying to chase it and chase it. Me and my friend, coworker, were just chasing the best Yeezys, right? And finally we get to a shop where it's a shop. There's a secret door. You pull out one of the walls and the wall's covered in shoes. And you go into a secret shop behind the shop with the Yeezys that looked... They looked 100% like real.
Gremlins, where you gotta go.
And those are the Yeezys I bought because I wanted Yeezys, but I didn't want to spend $380 on Yeezys. I wanted to spend $70 on Yeezys, and they looked exactly like real Yeezys. And everyone said, "Oh, I love your Yeezys for a year," and they were very comfortable. And so, like, I was happy.
Did you like ever get any stuff for free because you were wearing Yeezys? Were you like going through the mall and like Pretzel Maker gave you like a free Pets pretzel or maybe like an extra thing of nacho cheese or something?
Auntie Anne's pretzels a day. It was crazy. Yeah,
I had some Coach sunglasses taken down off of eBay and a bag I had taken down off.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. I guess the big problem is that if they were fake and you were to sell them, someone might then sell them calling them real. Right? That's
exactly.
The biggest risk I see.
I think what I'm going to do, I'd like to just give away those shoes, but I don't think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to go and talk to my old teacher buddies and be like, hey, find me a good kid that, because these things look amazing, right? And that would wear these shoes, wear them, and let me give them to them and they can wear them. Just got to guarantee me. I don't know. What do you think? And it's hot in here. I got to go turn on my AC.
I'm torn on it. Just take off your shirt. People like that.
Take off your shirt, Kevin. Kevin, come on. It's going to be three more nipples than you guys anticipate. That much I can guarantee. Whatever amount of nipples you're thinking, add three. Mm-hmm. And that's the correct amount.
Okay. Keep talking about his nipples, if possible.
No, I'm going to keep talking about his nipples until he takes his shirt off. Welcome back, buddy.
Let me tell you. Say this, because Dave, you'll appreciate this, because Tina has tattoos. My wife goes and gets a tattoo today and didn't even bother to tell me.
Really? What's it of?
I don't know. I mean, I know, but I don't want to take the time.
Are you getting the barbed wire?
Like, because my son is disappointed in me and her. My son is better than we are, apparently. He's like, I can't believe y'all are doing this or whatever. I don't know. I guess
you tell Turner that I'm still tattoo free.
Not that son. Bubba.
Oh, Bubba. Okay, well, tell Bubba that I'm still tattoo free and he can be proud of me.
Yeah, I have no tattoos. I wouldn't do that. That's so messed up.
I still get comments.
What is wrong with you, Kevin?
Oh, God.
Kevin, you've changed. You've changed since your midlife crisis started.
I've heard that. I've heard that a lot lately, that I've changed. It gets me so mad. I got to be honest with you all the time. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe just stop changing.
I'm not changing. That's my whole point.
Be the person. Kevin, it's simple. Just do what they want you to do all the time and be that person and don't be yourself. Thank you.
Except for the other people who want me to do something else. Right?
Exactly.
I got this guy going on other people's comments and making fun of my new username now at this point. People, you know, they really got to hate you a special amount to go on other people's comments and talk
about it. Isn't that a little risky to go make fun of somebody for having ADHD in their name? I think, like, that's a big...
He just called it a dumb name.
...by that person to do that. I don't like that.
Well, now he's insulting my wife. So I got to know this guy. Because she came up with a name.
Look at that. See, now we've got him.
I'll tell Don. Don will get mad. And when Don's mad, we don't want to know what's going to happen. Don't cross Don.
I want to cross Don. No. Not happening.
Yeah.
Not happening. Yeah. I got some other stuff, though. So, Dave, you're searching.
I got a copyright strike today on YouTube.
Did you?
Oh, really?
I got a copyright strike on YouTube. Yeah, I don't know.
For what? Were you singing again?
No, I had music in my latest,
Were you playing
Ba with the Boggin
on your
blog? Yeah. Conan. Was that
Flipper?
Who it was? No, Conan played that when he was coming. Anyways, yeah. Oh, on a Flipper video, I did a vlog, yeah. What's your
I got a message from a guy, and he may be listening here. So I got a message from a guy who, on Instagram, he's like, hey, I'm not a reseller, but I watch your show, and my buddy was cleaning out a house or something, and I saw these Cutco knives, and I've heard you talk about Cutco knives, and this was there, and this was there, and he sends me just this massive amount of pictures. And a lot of it was stuff that I pick up, but I'm not going to pay somebody to ship it to me because it's, you know, $10 items, like banners and stuff that I pick up. But in it was like 12 Cutco knives, brand new. Big ones, I mean, like $50 knives, you know, $80 knives, $30 knives.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, how much you want for them? He's like, about $100. I'm like, dude, I can't give you more than $100 of this stuff, dude. Come on. I mean, there's tons of stuff in there. I'm like, geez.
That's when you turn off the camera, right? And then you offer him $50.
There's no camera. This is online. And, you know, he's like, I don't know. And he clearly didn't know. And he's not a reseller because he's like, where do I find a box? Can I go to the post office? And I'm always scared because, maybe this guy's scamming me, you know. So I told him, I'm like, I'll pay you this now to pay for the box and everything. And then I'll pay you this when you give me the tracking. And then I'll pay you this when it shows up. And when it shows up, if it's legit, not fake Disney stuff like Dave buys, I said, I'll probably give you a little bit more because if this stuff's real, some of it that's in there, I'm not going to say it all. It's going to be really good, really good. I can't wait to get it and see.
Well, so here's a question about the pins that I just thought of as you said that. If they are fake, do I make my video about buying counterfeit merchandise at the flea market?
Yeah, I've done those.
Because if I do, does that put Paul in hot water?
Ooh, yeah. Well, he's going to be anyways if they turn out their fake.
I've already screwed it up, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've already
made hot water to what degree? I mean, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely didn't know if they are. No. We assumed they were based on what we saw. So, and we didn't hear they were not, maybe potentially not real until after.
Speaking of China, there's more and more in the actual news, not the reseller world, but you know, a lot of these companies are trying actively to get their supply chains out of China and put them in other, you know, put them in Taiwan or put them in the Philippines because supply chain issues. In case things go wrong, there's tensions. Yeah.
Speaking of does STR matter, Kevin? Does STR matter?
Does STR matter? Yes. Yes, it does.
What is STR?
It's sell-through rate.
Sell-through rate. Okay. Does it matter when it's a unique and special vintage item? Is what the actual question was.
It always matters, but it matters to some people less than it matters to others. Like, it matters less to Dave because he's got, you know, $180,000
in the bank. He's not concerned about selling any of this stuff.
So, you know, having money wrapped up in an item isn't a big deal for him, clearly, because he spends so much.
$180K in the bank.
So, if you have, you know, an ample cash supply in order to keep buying or doing what you're doing, it's not as important. But I think there's other factors too. Space is a huge factor. Is if it's a unique vintage item that's this big, then whatever, who cares? But if it's this big and you only have a little room you're selling out of, it matters.
Yeah, how much?
So cash.
How much was your outlay? How much did you spend? Is it a dollar item or something you spent $1,000 on? If you're spending $1, then it's a lot less of a risk.
If it's a vintage unique item,
it'll be okay.
And nobody else like has it. How do you know it's how do you you don't have a sell through rate?
No.
So how do you even know?
I still haven't figured out what to do with that lamp I got. A lot of people gave some recommendations like reaching out to Jocelyn or something, but I don't know.
She's not gonna
know if that's her type of glass. I do love lamp. Harold Tornado said, "Do you believe in ghosts? Any stories you can share about supernatural experiences?" He asked us on our Patreon. It's not really
how far
related,
do you want to go down
Josh.
My Ouija
but he's
board
a fake
story?
Reseller.
You guys want to go into a Ouija board story? I know a lot of people are superstitious.
Okay, I will just say I don't believe in ghosts. So go ahead, Carrie.
Let's just, on what I don't know how superstitious people are, but let's just say when I was a senior in high school, I messed around with a Ouija board and some weird stuff happened. I did the automatic writing, I think. I don't know. And then I had to, long story, it went away. It went away.
This is why you were possessed.
It
back
went
then
away,
and you moved away from
it's
the
gone?
Church.
It's gone.
I hope it's so. Gone. I hope so. I hope so.
That's why he
I
has no kids.
My gone. Mom would have never in a million years let me bring a Ouija board into the house.
There was one in my basement. I don't even know who had it. It might have been my brother's, and we found it, and then we're like,
there
"Let's
is,
see if we could talk to Kurt Cobain or something." And it didn't.
There
go
is
well.
A
the kid across street had one.
Of
I remember.
Flips. A plethora of flips that I have not been able to participate in because my mom shops with me.
Mm.
And I just don't think it's worth the headache for the $100 or whatever, where it's like, and it can be stuff as crazy as like a Halloween skeleton that she thinks is evil or scary or something. And she'll be like, don't buy that. And I'll be like, okay.
Superstitious.
I'm not super superstitious about that stuff, to be honest. I'm not super worried about it.
you know.
But Cubans, you're a little suspicious.
My great-grandma was Cuban, boy. Slightly and she, stitious. Boy, the whole, the salt, the breaking noise, she was as superstitious yep. as they came, man. I mean, yep. it was hardcore. She was funny.
Yeah. Well, okay, sure. So did we actually sell anything on eBay? I know, I mean, my only thing was those action figures and then the Disney wall sconces that I bought a while back.
I sold some good stuff. I actually those sold Disney wall sconces. Cards.
Carrie, I don't know if I told you about that, but those sold for $425 a piece. So $850 really? From $30. So that was a pretty good flipper.
Nicely done, man. Yeah. Wall sconces, you said?
Yeah, it was like there's like popcorn wall sconces from the Disney All-Star Movie Resort that was like they were decommissioned. Totally That's a random cool. score that I didn't even realize I got, but
back in the day, a couple of years ago, I don't know if we were talking back then, but I found like one of the brochure holders from the Disneyland Hotel, one of the resorts they had years ago. It was like a castle that held the brochures. I found it at the Goodwill for like $4 or $5 wow. bucks. It sold for like $200+. So some of that stuff Disney. From the hotels or from the resorts. And you find a lot of that stuff really in SoCal. Well.
I told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. I don't think I told it on this podcast. I think I told it on Liz Perfectly's podcast. And my parents used to work in they used to run a storage unit. And it was all the way in Arizona. And they would, you know, get rid of stuff when people didn't pay. But my mom would keep some of it every once in a while, right? Because there wasn't a big auction community. They couldn't get much money for the stuff. And they would try. And if they couldn't, they'd usually, like, it's like $10 take the unit, right? Well, she kept a Disneyland Hotel badge for the chief of police, and it was from the 70s, and I sold it for $800 like that.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's a cool item. Disney adults have a lot of money. A lot more now.
Hey, and speaking of reselling stuff, Disney is closing down the Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. Did you hear about this? This is not reselling related, really, but it's interesting. It was a hotel that, like, lets you be in, like, a spaceship or you feel like you're in a spaceship for, like, 2 or 3 days, and you got access to the parks, et cetera, et cetera. And, like, it was basically cosplay for Star Wars nerds. Mm-hmm. But the problem was, and there was a huge controversy when it came out because it was, like, I don't know, $7,000 or $8,000 for a family of five for 2 nights. Basically.
Wow.
And so everyone's like, that's ridiculous. Disney's lost touch.
That's
blah,
like,
blah, blah.
So they shut it down.
That's like two just, Apple Pro
they shut it down.
Price.
Headsets. Two of them.
Well, clearly the cost, there was no way to bring the cost down enough to make it viable. So they had lost touch, and now they've realized that it wasn't a good plan. But I thought it was interesting. It was kind of a win for the consumer in a sense. You know, when like people try to push the super expensive stuff that no one can afford.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. But that's the criticism we get all the time. I don't like that argument.
Okay, like, let's people hear it. Don't what have am I pushing that people...
Buy? Well, if they don't want to pay for it, then don't go.
Well, they don't, but they want to enjoy an experience at Disney, but it's not attainable.
Go to one of the different ones.
We understand
that. You go
that.
To the Motel 8, it's $90, the air conditioning doesn't work, you have to walk 4 miles to get to Disneyland, but it's worth
there's
it.
Not, there's a lot that's not attainable for me, but I don't get mad. And say somebody else can't have it.
Yeah, I haven't been to Dubai. I haven't been skiing in Dubai in years, guys, because I just can't afford it.
to me, it's more just like there was no world. First of all, it was based on the new trilogy. So let's like not even get started. I mean, I could see spending $8,000 if it was based on the original trilogy.
Are we talking
trilogy,
the new trilogy? Or are we talking the Princess Amidala?
Like Rey and Finn. Ray and Finn. Yeah. Like,
which was way better than the middle trilogy, which was the first trilogy.
Well, no. Dude, actually, if you go back, Kevin, those are actually not as bad as you remember. Like the Jar Jar ones, they actually
I didn't say they
decent.
Were terrible, although they were... all the Star Wars movies, but they're not as good as the newer ones, I don't think.
To me, I thought it was kind of funny because I was like, oh, that looks so sick, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so expensive, they're crazy. And so, you know, sometimes you root for someone to fail. I mean, I'll admit it. Sometimes I root for that. And I was rooting for
Disney
to fail.
I have a sale I want to share.
Okay.
I do. It happened this week that I found myself. Don did not find this. It was from that video game lot. That I sold a lot of it off on Whatnot, but I found one video game in there. And, Kevin, you probably know this game. It's NCAA Football 14.
2014?
For the PlayStation 3.
Dave knows that game.
Which has, Dave probably even knows this one. It's like $80. I sold it for, I had it at $85. I took an $80 offer, I think.
Nice.
And it sold at
You know,
days.
I've never found one.
Oh, I found,
I
it
found
like four
several.
Times.
but yeah. It's the first one first time I found it in years, and the price has gone up over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think the last time I sold one, it was about 60. So it's gone up if it's selling for that much pre-owned.
Turner tells me they're coming back with this new name.
They were supposed to come back, I think, last year. I'm not sure what's happening.
Once that happens, it'll be a no longer Bolo.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So two things of Tupperware today, ketchup and mustard for $17, and some packs of the canisters for $25 plus shipping. Oh,
that's your
exciting.
Sale of the week? That's
no,
your sale
I
the
just
week?
Was saying. I didn't. I'll tell you what, though. Yes. I didn't have. I had a lot of $20, $30 sales.
Oh, my gosh. If this was 1973 right now, people would be just like, they'd be like, what? There's an internet?
Why
you could
you
sell it
that?
Over the web?
Yeah, Family Guy stuff's true. My highest stuff, 30, 40 bucks. Pair of shoes.
How did that
bucks.
Work? For Nothing like, well, okay, big. First of all, if I wanted to see that buy, Kevin, that family, because Rod was talking all about it when I was
Oh, you
with
need
him.
To watch it.
Is it on your channel or just his channel? Like, how
it's
would
on,
I
it's
see
on
that video?
All, it's on Death Pile Pickers' channel, too, but his video's terrible.
Never heard of him. He's not on Patreon.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that
he
is.
He put too much in, see? He didn't focus. He should have focused.
Yeah.
No, it was good. You watch it on all three. Matter of fact, you should watch it on mine. And as soon as you're done, go watch Rod's, because there's a huge twist at the end of it. Did he tell you what the twist was?
No.
Well, he that totally would have been I got totally We paid $300 for this Family Guy stuff, and it's worth low end like 35, but it's probably going to get $4,500 for it. But then fees wow. and whatever, right? Paid $300 for all of it, which we didn't think it was worth that much. We thought maybe, you know, $2,000, $2,500. We divvy it all up. We literally did a draft. And so you pick. And we did it and took forever. And I'm like, dude, I'm hungry. But after we do it, we go eat. We come back and he goes, I'm giving away his video. Sorry, Rod. We go back in the shed and he offers Mike $350 for his third of it. And Mike's like,
really?
Yeah. So we each paid $100. So he'd make $250 and just walk away from the deal. And okay. Mike didn't take it. I was surprised. And then he turns around and offers me, or let's see, he, I'm trying to think how it worked.
Oh,
he
this is good.
Offer,
right
oh,
here.
I know what it was.
Yeah.
Man,
so was your, were your feelings hurt that you
buy
the
his.
First choice?
No, because he was trying to pull a fast one. What he wanted to do is Mike to say yes, then he buys it from him for $350. Then he wanted me to buy his share and Mike's share for $500 apiece. So he was going to make money off of Mike's third too, which is actually pretty smart. But I ended up giving Rod That's said, I'll, yeah. I'll give it to
he
you
saw,
for
He saw an older gentleman with a lot of extra money and he wanted to take
yeah,
advantage.
Yeah, he was so he offered $350 to Mike. Mike said no. And then he wanted me to pay for his for $500, which I said yes, even after I paid for dinner. And then Mike's like, wait a minute, I want $500. I'll do it for $500. So I ended up paying $1,100 for all of it and I took it all.
But you're still going to make good money, and it's good content, so there you go.
Well, yeah, but, it, you know, I'd have made good money off of my one-third because I drafted better than those two, so.
Were these action figures? What were these?
Everything.
They were Family Guy action figures,
everything,
right?
But not just action figures. Clothes, T-shirts, board games, anything you could imagine, Family yeah. Guy. We haven't even listed half of it yet. It's a lot of work. I mean, we're going to make money off it, no doubt, but. I'm now, still in the hole. I probably made 800 of the 1100 back, and we've sold the best ones off. Hmm. So,
yeah, I kind of it's interesting. I like that whole idea of like splitting a buy. I thought that was kind of fun.
Well, it was kind of a no-brainer. Yeah. They're a long way away from home, and yeah. Mike got us into the house because he was looking for glass for Tim. And then we come across that, and then me and him are down there trying to negotiate the deal. And I'm talking to the guy and whatever, and I make the deal, but he's down there making the deal with me. And so it's like, it's just, you know, it's a no-brainer. I'm just going to split it, right? Just what you did with Paul.
Yeah. I will say, like, that. What's update on my store for a minute, since we're talking about reselling a little bit. Like, my sales quantity is way down, but I am doing way less work on eBay and making more money. Every single month. Like, it's yeah. crazy how big of a shift it's been
I've
and,
done
like,
it.
The quantity of work I have to do. You've done what?
I've done it. I'm not setting the hard and fast 15, but if it's an item that's, like, that I'm not excited about. Like, I don't mind selling Tupperware for a lid for $10 plus shipping. Whatever, I don't care. Yeah. It's kind of what I've done. I kind of like to stay the same and not change, right? So I've always appealed to just everyday resellers that are trying to make a few hundred bucks, and you can find this stuff everywhere. So I still do.
You're getting less relatable, though, as time goes on.
But here's an example.
Well, that doesn't take much.
I don't even know where it came from. I don't even think I bought it. It was a Kool-Aid, like, icy machine. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, and it was new in the box, but the box was a shambles. And I'm looking at this thing, because it's big. It's big. And I'm like, what is this thing? And it sells for 15 plus shipping. And I'm like, I don't even want to deal with it. And so I just said, forget it. And we stuck it in the antique booth for $5.
And I'm not going to be able to stick to the 15 forever. Like, if there ever came a time where I had enough time to go try to list my whole shipping container, there's stuff in there that's not worth $15, and it's not something that we could ever sell on Whatnot. Then what do I do with that stuff? I guess I could do a yard sale. I could do a flea market. There's options like that, but I don't know. I've got to think
bundle
it through,
stuff.
I guess.
That's what I've been
mystery
doing.
Mystery boxes,
like,
ADH Dave mystery boxes.
Dude, okay, can we talk a little bit? And I'm not going to say the person's name. I'm not trying to call him out. But
all right, hold on
one of
second.
Our lovely
let me.
Patrons.
I want to get back to something in a second, so don't let
patrons.
Me forget.
Okay.
I want to talk about sharing a deal, because I get tons of criticism.
Is it ABC
sharing
Math? Is it ABC
Well,
Math?
Say it now. Say it now.
All
Kim.
Right.
I think I can wait.
So I get these comments when I went out picking, because I've got a series of videos from the 100 mile, and I'm doing what we talk about, which is not putting them all out in a row. Like, we put one out, and then we'll put one with just me picking, or one with my wife, and then we'll put that one out, because people don't always like to see
mix it up.
Other people.
Especially
and
Carrie.
Every That's time I do that, and
did
I'll
you
highlight
even get
somebody's
close
sale.
To the trash can on that throw?
Not at all.
I just heard it hit the wall.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'll highlight somebody's sale, and I get the same comments every time. This is why I don't go picking with anybody. This is why I don't go pick. You know, you're losing out on money. You're losing out. And I don't believe that for a second. If you're all in different cars and people are jumping in front of you, you're losing out on it anyways. So why not go picking with people that are really knowledgeable, that know what they're doing? I learn stuff all the time. I bought things this weekend that I wouldn't have bought before the 100-mile yard sale because of things I've learned from people like Leroy and Tim. I love it, and I do just as well when I go picking with other people. So
who's coming with us on the 301?
Well, I don't necessarily want to say, but we're going together.
Won't they see it
because
in the videos?
Well,
are you ditching me for anyone? This is what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, that is.
Is there anyone with more followers
everywhere.
Than me?
That
be...
is so not true. That is not true. Listen, here's the deal. I didn't announce the 100 mile yard sale this year because it's you know, people come if you say something, right?
It's
and
also
I didn't
not
want to do
that good. I've done it. It's fairly bad.
No, you haven't done the 100 mile yard sale.
The 301
up here in Lynchburg. No, no.
Oh
Lynchburg.
No, I've done that.
And
the
301 is just
I
fine. But it's, you know, it's not as great as everybody thinks. But whatever, neither is the 127, depending on where you go. And a lot of people hate that stuff anyways. But I did say I'm going to the 301. I said it on here. I said it on my show. And I've got so many messages about it, right? And which is fine. I don't mind people coming. I mean, I have Garage Sale Nation. I tell people about these things. The problem is...
Yeah, I've heard you've ruined the whole entire thing for resellers. But
yeah.
Yeah, you've kind of oversaturated a very delicate market.
I hate to tell people no, which is why I like you two, because I have no problem telling you no, clearly.
Yeah.
Because we went to Vegas.
Carrie can't say no either.
Money.
Actually, guys, that's a life hack. If you want
no.
to
it's
force
true.
Me into something I don't want to do, ask Carrie. And then he'll say yes, and I'll be mad at Carrie. And
Carrie might be worse
trouble.
Than me.
Oh, he is.
I think
he says yes to everything.
And
ask me. I will happily say no.
I have
and
to
not reply
to
your
ask
comment.
You guys should just redirect all that crap to me.
I spend hours a day answering everybody's messages. I mean, I answer 90%
of
them on it, and it's like I feel bad, you know. And a lot of these people I know, and I want to hang out with them. I want to, but when you do that, inevitably somebody's left out, and it's like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Well,
I mean, I'm trying.
Here's the way I look at it, though. Like, at a 301 sale, like, if we see you at a sale, we'll chat with you, we'll hang out with you during that sale, and then we go our separate ways, and maybe we can meet after for dinner or something. But, like, I don't really understand. You know, we don't want 50 people showing up at each sale
together.
I did
together. That in the 127.
That would be
Y'all, there
unpleasant
was a
for the seller.
People.
Unpleasant for the seller is what
and
that is.
They
we don't want to overwhelm
It's kind
they
of off-putting, like, 50 people... With their GoPros on, just all out obnoxious people. It's terrifying.
It's just a little too much.
I got something else, and I got you off track, so you got to come back. But there's a guy, I don't remember his name, but there's a guy on YouTube who basically trashes, well, there's plenty of them, trashes resellers. My cat is going to knock over my computer, by the way, in case you see it moving.
Yeah, resellers are the worst. That's fair.
But no, he puts your videos on there, and he comments on your videos. And so he did it to me years ago, well, a while ago, and then he reposted the video, and people were like, oh, this guy's tearing you up and whatever. I mean, he's calling you every name in the book. And
I want to watch that.
He said I was the most despicable picker on the internet or something. I'm like, what?
Congrats.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. That's tough, because there's a lot of us out there trying really hard.
Well, he hates all resellers, so I wear that as a badge of honor, right? I mean, if somebody who hates resellers doesn't like me, that's like cool, because I don't really care. Which I mean, I care what resellers.
I don't understand the hate for resellers at all. I don't get it at all. I don't know where it's coming from, other than just boredom. I don't know what these people are thinking.
It was about a sale, and you might remember it. It was in Raleigh, Dave. A guy had HeroQuest and a few other games. I mean, he had probably $300 worth of games there, right? And I was there at this sale. I couldn't get my cat out of here. And I was there at this sale, and I just wanted a price. I just asked him for a price, and he's like, like $50? He's like, no, it'll be more than that. I'm like, okay, how much? He's like, oh, I'll have to go look it up, whatever. I'm like, all right, go look it up. I'm like, $100? He's like, no, it'll be hundreds. I'm like, okay, I'll give you a couple $100. He's like, no. I'm like, it's $350 worth of games, maybe. And I'm just like, and I was getting frustrated because I wanted to go to more sales. I'm there for 15 minutes waiting. But you edit that stuff out of the video, right? So the video doesn't look like but it looks like I'm upset because I was. And so he's just like, this guy doesn't have patience to wait for a minute while he looks something up. I'm like, dude, I was there for 15 minutes standing there doing nothing.
Here's the thing. If you're at a yard sale selling stuff, know what you want for your stuff.
Or have an idea.
Or have an idea. That seems silly.
Hundreds. I'm like, 200, you know, I'm up in my price, you know, whatever. And the guy's like, this is $1,000 worth of game. I'm like, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. Because they came out with a new HeroQuest game and the price of the old one went down.
I'll always tell people, like, you know, if they were to ask me, I would tell them to sell a lot of the stuff I buy on eBay. But most people have zero intention to sell stuff online. They have jobs. They don't want to bother with it.
They will bring you more stuff most of the time. I went to a sale on the way to Turner's baseball game this week, and I'm asking, I'm like, hey, you got any t-shirts? She's like, oh, I have some, but they're yellowed, and I didn't want to bring them out. And I'm like, oh, I'll look at them. You know, she goes and brings out a stack of Hard Rock, has a vintage Dale shirt, a vintage Disney shirt in there, big old pile. It's like, how about $20, right? And they're in the house. They don't care. I told them I was a reseller before
that. That's free $20 for them. They were never going to sell that stuff.
No. So dumb. Okay.
I went axe throwing in California. Oh, that was fun. Yeah, that was fun. Have you done it
yet? I had time for the Discord, but had time for axe throwing. You need to get some aggression out,
It was with coworkers. It was like a company event, but it was fun.
Did you hit the target once?
I'm actually weirdly good at it, yes. I'm weirdly good at axe throwing.
You look like you would be, but I know you.
Yeah. He looks like a lumberjack, actually.
He does look like a bizarro lumberjack.
Yeah, and so that was fun. And then today I went with my kids and saw Miles Morales, Spider-Man 2, whatever.
Turner Boy.
Can I just like?
I like it. I actually like that.
My kids were very angry about the ending, Kevin. They did not like the lack
I'm
of
angry, because now I got resolution that much again to go see the next one. That's what ticked me off.
Yeah, I thought it was good though. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. A pretty fun
makes
movie.
You think? Yeah, it was long.
Yeah, it makes me think. Like, what's the multiverse version of Kevin? Like, if we were in another universe, what is Kevin like doing?
I think there's a
like
pencil muscle
bald because he didn't ever find the Just for Men.
Like just really
he's definitely bald.
Suave.
Who would be Uncle Steve?
I think he's bald with a beard.
What's the uncle?
Kevin's
the
bald
uncle
with a beard.
In Spider-Man.
I can't remember his name, but
Uncle Funkel died.
Uncle Funkel.
Uncle that was his. Funkle, yeah, uncle. I know who you're talking about, but I forgot.
Yeah.
I think there's like a cool version of Kevin in a different dimension for sure. Pencil mustache. You know, says stuff in like a Cajun accent. I kind of picture a Cajun Kevin personally. Yes.
You know, I saw a TikTok.
How you doing, Glenn?
Carrie, I saw a TikTok where it said like how come everyone from every 90s kids knows every word to this song but doesn't even remember the song? And it starts going, follow me and everything is okay. You remember that song from Uncle Cracker? Yeah. And I totally had forgotten it existed. And I'm sitting there and I'm like singing every word. I'm like, how do I know every word to this song?
I don't even think that's from the 90s, dude. I think that's like 2000, 2001, if you want to get technical.
Yeah, is it really? You're exactly right. I was in college.
I bet you.
They said 90s kid. So we were 90s kids.
Are we 90? Are people born in the 90s 90s kids, or people who were kids in the 90s 90s kids?
I was born in 77. I'm an 80s kid.
You were technically still a kid in the early 90s, Kevin. Like, you were probably Zach Morris, right? You were the same age as Zach Morris with the bleach blonde hair.
Zach Morris with a mullet is
now,
what I was.
We're referring to
the mullet Morris. Zach Morris.
We are referring to the 1890s with Kevin.
I had a pink sweater I wore. I mean, it was totally Zach.
Ask Kevin about the McKinley assassination, and he'll go on for days. The 1890s were crazy.
What's the comment of the week, Kevin? Normally, you're all ready with a comment of the week, and you've got nothing for us.
Actually, it might be a reply. I heard. So Harry Tornado said, I'll buy Kevin a new shed if he tears down the other one.
Yeah, but Harry Tornado really can't be the comment of the week. You got to pick someone that's not such a famous superstar.
Yeah, and a sellout, too. Can we say that?
Yes, famous sellout superstar is what Harold Tornado is. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's not listening at this point. If he's gone this far in the podcast, he's not using his time wisely.
So Kevin said, why does the trailer on this thing still got him on it? And Carrie said he's not listening anymore. They said it at the same time, and people don't have brains like ours, so they can't hear it all, Carrie. So I was just clarifying what all the people said.
So I don't think I've ever used anybody else's name. I don't think somebody will find one in a title of my video. I know you guys have because you abuse me all the time. But
at Commonwealth Picker touched my butt at this yard sale.
Commonwealth Picker touched my butt again. I've had several of those.
The sequel.
Poor Kevin.
Did you ever do the credit card in high school, Carrie? Where people would like take their hand and slide it up your butt crack and say credit card? Was that a thing in Utah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Kevin, the Commonwealth Picker credit carded me at a garage sale.
We had something called the squirrel tap. You guys know what a squirrel tap is?
Well, tell us.
That's where people walk by you and they just kind of hit you.
Oh, we called it a Jimmy tap. Players. We called
that's
it a Jimmy tap.
We do
tap.
All the time. Yeah. And let me tell you, my old high school baseball coach, somebody like tried to like get him in trouble for it. I'm like, dude, I've probably smacked. I shouldn't say this. This will be clipped out of the show. I've smacked
Here comes the title, baby. How many wieners have you slapped on the baseball field, Kevin?
Wieners? Oh, wait a minute. No, I thought we were talking about their backside. I've never done that. Not on purpose.
Well, we were talking about Jimmy taps, Kevin. Oh, your butt called your Jimmy? I'm glad we clarified that.
You're walking through a minefield right now, Kevin. Focus.
I thought he was literally saying he was tapping people in the junk.
He's like thousands.
Like, what the heck? I can't even tell you the number of Jimmys I've tapped.
Oh my gosh.
So you're talking about a butt pat is what you're... Yeah, and did you get consent?
Yeah, that's a baseball.
No, I did it all the time. All right. When are the trash Jen and Aton? When are the Trash Cash Boys appearing on the I'd Flip That Game Show? Perfect. You know,
I think you guys should do it. It was a lot of fun. We should do it.
Did you do it?
Yeah, me and Don did it. It was really fun. It's like Jeopardy.
Well, why don't you
I love Jeopardy
this stuff. I'd have gone and watched it. You'd be good at it.
Yeah, I think I mentioned
you're
it. You're probably busy
Trivial
not
Pursuit.
Watching
you have more useless knowledge than most people.
That's true. That's fair. That is fair and true. Yeah. But I'm sure that's why I like Jeopardy.
Yeah, here's one. Dude No Way Flip says, you can hear Kevin evaluating his future with this podcast with every sigh. This was a rough one to listen to. This is a good comment, but it's not just this one. It's every episode since number 14.
That's true,
man. They're all bad.
You've been a trooper. What's that? We're on episode 85, so you've been with us for roughly 130 episodes at this point,
minus
if I'm doing
vacations.
My math correct. Yeah, minus vacations, which is
guess.
Like every
I want Tim
third...
to come back on. Over the years.
Yeah, dude.
Come back on.
Tim was hilarious.
Well, is
people,
he be
if
at
you
the
guys go back, go watch his episode. It was great. Tommy Bernard's episode. Watch that also.
Yeah, Tommy Bernard, our biggest fan. His episode was fantastic. We should really do like a bunch of shorts from that episode, just so people think he's like coming on the show right now. I really think that
we should just do that. Just cut up that whole podcast like a short every day for a month.
Be good. I like
this
that.
Is Susquehanna Picker. He says, so if everyone is in agreement, Kevin looks like Ernest. What's the next video yes. called? Ernest goes to garage sales? Ernest goes picking? Ernest goes to the bench? This is actually Susquehanna Picker.
That's pretty good.
He sent me a...
Oh, well, thanks for Tumblr. Not sending me anything,
where,
Susquehanna
Where Picker. Is Susquehanna? Wow. It's somewhere on the East Coast, right?
It's in Canada.
Is that a place?
It's a Canadian thing.
No, that's Saskatchewan. It's
yeah, that's what
well, what's Saskatchewan? Saskatchewan? Is that like Saskatchewan? Is that like a bunch of trees in like the Appalachia?
University Susquehanna, Pennsylvania.
We're Googling it.
There you go.
I like the line in Billy Madison where he says, "I drew the duck blue because I've never seen a blue duck." That's a good line, and I have a blue duck right here, so I think that's why I thought of it.
I like the line from topic, Blank guys. Check where the kid's like, "I'm gonna buy a castle in an arcade."
Yeah, that movie wasn't very realistic.
I don't know any lines from anything. I'm terrible.
I have like a bunch of trips coming up, so we're gonna do the 301, and then my work has asked me to stay in North Carolina, Kevin, that whole next week.
Come on up here for a day. Get my stuff figured out. I got some technological issues. You need to come up. I'll pay you for
it. I honestly could. Like, so Tina's coming up with me.
Sleep in the shit.
And Tina's coming up with me, and we're. Well, no, because she's going to drive home Sunday, Father's Day. That's
yeah.
the plan, is to leave
you have
Father's
to, if you
Day
visit Kevin, though, you have to stay in his weird swinger shed with that one
and then, well, yeah,
bed
I will.
In the
that
back.
Sounds fine. And then Monday we have off at work because it's June 19th, and that's a holiday now. And so I could technically come up there, Kevin, on June 19th. So we'll have to talk about that offline. What are you doing? You're like pointing your finger, like
Mary
I'm waiting,
McQueen.
You're about to
I
say
saw,
something.
Somebody made a comment about Rockstar Flipper, so you got to read this, but I got to make sure Casey. It's not too bad before I read it. Okay, here it is. Kevin, I thought your story was funny. I don't know what that is. The look on your face was so sad. I just wanted to send you, give you a hug. Dave and Carrie, Rockstar Flipper did a video on first class shipping. Kevin, see your favorite Pinterest subscriber is in the corner. All right, so she's subscribed to Pinterest. So, see, there's first class stories. When I did the first class video about the end of first class, I had so many comments. I actually started deleting them, which I don't always do, but these I did because I didn't want people to think that these people were right and I was wrong. They're like, first class is not ending. I'm so sick of your thumbnails and your titles and lying to people.
Yeah,
it's ending. It's ending. It is ending.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
They're just changing the name. It's like throwing
he's
the NC
left.
Picker
yes,
in the garbage.
Yes, he left the show, Carrie. He
there
left,
we go,
dude,
finally.
So the throwing
why did he do
the
that
NC Picker
we
in the
didn't
garbage
even do anything
was,
wrong.
Well, because he doesn't think we listen to him. And the only reason we don't
well,
listen to him is
because
he has
to have
lately,
something worth listening
can, Carrie,
to.
Can we talk since he's not here? Since he's not here, let's talk about it. He's gotten a little big for his britches on this show, and he just
he
never
has.
Freaking shuts up anymore. I feel like we've really got to work harder on keeping him quiet. Like right now, this
like
is the moment, the best moment of the show.
I feel like we
oh,
gave him
is,
a
crap.
Lot of time to pontificate in this episode, more than he deserved.
I know, well, and it's my fault because I'm super jet lagged, and I was in bed at 9 o'clock.
I'm trying
right?
to be
I'm
considerate because everybody was so mad at us last episode because we didn't let Kevin talk for 17 hours about bubble wrap.
I know. And now they see why we interrupt him. Guys, comment down below if you regret complaining about us interrupting him after us not interrupting him.
Did you listen to this podcast? He just talked about nothing for an hour and a half.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, it's partially my fault. I was in bed at 9 o'clock, right? Tina comes in. I was like, hey, you want to watch a movie or something? I'm going to bed. She's like, dude, you have a podcast in 30 minutes. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm so tired. Like, I was, like, half asleep. And then Carrie and Kevin were like, Dave, where are you? Dave, where are you?
You know it's bad when I'm asking you, what's going on, man? I'm sitting here waiting
so
on time for
I'm
something.
I'm just so jet lagged. I'm so messed
I gotta,
up this trip.
I gotta get
I
up early tomorrow to be on that reseller information network thing. I gotta be up by 10 a.m. to do that thing.
Did
I asked
you,
him to call me, so I was up.
It's a waste of time. We're over 2,000 subscribers now.
Nice.
They are.
That's cool.
I'm gonna have to have information about reselling, I think. I've never watched
and
it.
And the network
be the ones to watch. Stop watching Rockstar Flipper and start watching
Well,
reselling.
How am I gonna know about news that's not important if I don't watch the Rockstar Flipper? How am I going to know that the USPS is shutting down first class shipping?
Yeah, I heard
first,
that from
because I always hear it
Rockstar
first from
Flipper
Casey
today.
And then
I
hear
that,
it from you 3 days later.
Yes, you're not really keeping
I have
up
one more reselling topic and then I'll shut
Can
up.
Can I just ask really quick before you do your boring thing?
Carrie, are we getting a Jelly Hands ever again? Are you just like, you know, just phoning
when is
it
the
in?
Jelly Hands? Is it this weekend?
Today. It's today, yeah.
I'll do it. I don't have anything prepped. I'll plan it for next week. Yeah. And yes, we will
somebody
do it.
Somebody commented on my video today on the Flipper channel.
I will do it, guys. Request. You have my word.
They I have an official it. Request, Carrie, that you buy breast milk from Craigslist and do it with that. That's all. Go ahead, Kevin.
All right. That's very Craigslist specific. Huh? What about, like some... Well, okay. We'll just go with that.
All right. Speaking of Reseller Information Network, Chernock, when he's down here, said something about, you know, the future of AI, and we've kind of talked about that, too. But I got a more specific question for Carrie, because you have this machine that lists your cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I heard that Goodwill now is using AI to pick out, I think Josh had mentioned something like this, pick out clothing, like run, I don't know if they're running it through a machine, but think about that. Running,
yeah,
just
no,
putting
AI.
Clothes in a machine
people, and doing I mean, I don't want to get all nerdy because this
automatic.
This isn't that like NFTs. This is like something that's really going to happen. But I think AI, honestly, I'm just playing with you, man. I think AI is going to be huge. Because right now I could put
that's
cards into this Card Dealer Pro program and it finds it on eBay. It's not perfect, but it's the beginning, I feel like. And if you could do that with just a picture of a random toy or something and yeah, they could find the eBay listing and they could post it, it'll change everything.
But
I think in 10
bad
years.
Way and a good way. Because yeah, labor in a bad is and the a highest good way. Cost. So all these companies like Goodwill that's got, you know, what's keeping them from dominating this reselling market, in my opinion, is labor costs.
Yeah, it's labor costs. Sure,
people,
they could,
right?
They could probably
they
use AI to list the stuff, but AI is probably not going to ship the stuff anytime soon, like robots. So they still have to have labor to do that.
That's easy, though, in comparison to researching and finding the right comps and putting. Because you look up DVDs and stuff, Goodwill sometimes is just awful pricing. And of course they're going to sell it because they're a third of the market. Right? Yeah. But at the same time, they're not making any money and they're paying for employees, or maybe they're not paying for employees, depending on who you listen to. But
I was talking to Don about this week. I think AI, without sounding like, you know, like I'm predicting the future, I really think it's going to be much bigger than people anticipate. I think it's going to be, there's a good chance in 5 or 10 years it's going to be posting all our stuff for us. I could see us going garage sailing, taking pictures of stuff, and it just being put on eBay or whatever website.
If it's that easy, then people aren't going to have garage sales. They'll do it themselves, no?
Yes, but they still have to ship
it.
There
you go. That's interesting, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's I mean, what you said was interesting too, Carrie.
But I will say there are still other hurdles like this 1099 thing, the 600. There are so many hurdles that I hate but are actually good for resellers because they keep people out of the marketplace.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyways, we'll see what happens. I mean, what does that mean for the likes of List Perfectly and Vendu and Flip and
think,
all that?
Just my opinion. And I'm going to
you
List Perfectly.
Touched your boob when you said that, but go ahead.
Yeah, you touched both of two of your mini
well,
nipples.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear your opinion.
Down there, so I'll do that. That's a good thumbnail. So I'll do that.
You're not on the baseball field, so
you had to. Guys, go to the visual podcast for that.
Because Dave, we've talked about this privately before. I personally think that it's not like there might be new software that comes in, new people, new companies, but I think the existing companies have such a head start that they're going to start instituting that into their own programs, and that's where
they're
you're going
to
see it first.
To.
So
I might sell out to Vendu. I'm thinking about selling out to Vendu. Just because Kevin and Carrie sold out to List Perfectly, I think I want to be the contrarian and sell out to Vendu.
We're going
to
be speaking at the camp listing party. Did you know that, Dave?
List Perfectly.
No, I didn't.
Are we speaking of what?
Kevin's speaking at the Boss Reseller Remix. I didn't know this until I saw it on the website.
Wow. Congrats, Kevin.
But you're not supposed to say that yet. I don't know if they came out. I think
it was on, like, it's a picture
on
the
website,
dude.
He said.
And the Let's Do Lunch podcast is on there. How do they get an invite? And the Trash to Cash, we better be there next year.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
We're
going
to be, I don't know what's happening. We're going to go to the Golden Nugget.
Since we invited them to our event, I officially.
They said we were going to be in the next one. That's what they told us in person. I love them. They're very nice people. But what happened, guys?
To be honest with you, I wanted
actually
to see
told
a blue
me,
duck.
Carrie, they're like, we would love you to come, but don't invite Carrie. It's what they said.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
dang.
It's hurtful, but
that's fair. Hey, are the Vegas Knights still in
joke.
It, Carrie?
Go to the Boss
Reseller.
Are
the Vegas Knights
still
in it? They won their first game? Nice.
I think, yeah, the Knights, dude. I think we were up 2-0 earlier when I was watching the game at the card shop, so I think we're going to be up 2-0 now. Golden Knights.
Who are they playing?
I've been a fan for days now.
They beat. Oh wait, it's they're 7-2 versus the Florida Panthers right now.
Yeah, we're beating Florida. Guys.
What kind of world is hockey?
I'm excited for the
Vegas
parade. I've never been to one.
Like the hottest places in the U.S. are winning right now. Yeah. What's happening?
Ice hockey hotbeds, Las Vegas and Calgary. Where's Miami? Yeah.
Edmonton.
The Edmonton of Southern Florida, Miami.
Rod commented, and this is not picking and punching. How come there's feedback here? Another gut-busting episode, guys. A lot of measurement judging, the old hole in the back of the fanny pack trick. It works 60% of the time, all of the time.
That was pretty funny. I forgot about that line.
Mm-hmm. And Marilyn Mack says, Kevin, time to bell the cat. They give the rabbits a chance to get away from Dobby. That was part of it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Okay. Let's end the show, guys. Trash Cash Podcast 85 is in the can. Thank you so much for coming, and we will see you next time.
We did it.
Barely. Brilliant.